Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechta Ksubos. So, in topics we learned about include several cases of Moed B'Knas, one who admits to owing a knas, a penalty, in which he is Pater. Several cases of Moed B'Mamayna, one who admits to owing Mamayna, monetary compensation for damages, in which he is Chayef. Some terms and concepts we learned about include Tashlumi Kefil. When one steals an item from another person, he pays twice the value of the item. The Karen, principal value is Mamayna, monetary compensation for the theft. The Kefil, additional value, is Knasa, a penalty for stealing. Tashlumi Chatzi Nezek. When a Sher Tam, an ox that did not kill three times, kills another ox through Karen, goring with its horn, he pays Chatzi Nezek, half the value of the ox. Tashlumi Nezek Shalim. When a Sher Mu'ud, an ox that killed three times, kills another ox, he pays Nezek Shalim, the full value of the ox. Now, all agree, Nezek Shalim, Mamayna. Nezek Shalim certainly is monetary compensation for the damages. However, regarding Chatzi Nezek, there is a machlekes if Chatzi Nezek Mamayna, it is monetary compensation for the damages, or Chatzi Nezek Kenasa, it is a penalty for being negligent in guarding the ox. Tashlumi Kaifer. When one's ox kills a Ben Chayrin, a Yisrael, he must pay Kaifer, equaling the value of the Ben Chayrin. Tashlumi Shleishim Shal Eved. When one's ox kills an Eved Kenani, a servant of a Yisrael, he must compensate with Shleishim Shkalim, a knas which amounts to 30 silver coins. There are two distinctions between Tashlumi Mamon and Tashlumi Knas. Moed B'Knas Pater. When one admits to owing a knas, he is exempt from the knas, because the pasuk which refers to knas states, Asher Yershion Elokim Yishalom Shneim L'Re'eyu. One who is liable through Bezdin pays the knas of Kefil to his friend. Prat L'Marshia Satzmai. This excludes one who is liable through his own admission that he does not pay the knas. However, Moida B'Mamayna Chayev, if he admits to owing Mamayna, then he pays the Teshlumen. In Goyven Knas B'Bavel. One does not pay knas in Bavel and other locations in Chutz Laretz, the diaspora, because the pasuk referring to knas specifies Asher Yershion Elokim Yishalom Shneim L'Re'eyu. The word Elokim refers to a Bezdin Mumchen, expert judges who received smicha. This teaches that knas can only be imposed by a Bezdin which received smicha. Since smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, therefore Goyven Knas B'Eretz Yisrael V'in Goyven Knas B'Bavel. However, Goyven Mamayna B'Bavel, because Mamayna can be extracted by a Bezdin which did not receive smicha. Pchas Nevela. When one shur kills another shur, he assesses the value of the Nevela carcass from the time of Misa and subtracts it from the Tashlumen. If the value of the Nevela subsequently decreased, then the Nizik, owner of the Shur Hameis, suffers the loss.